Do you like aliens, UFOs, cryptids, and the supernatural?
What about self-defecating humor?
Actually, it's self-deprecating humor.
Well, you may both be right. Alien Theorist Theorizing is a comedy podcast that examines cases like
Roswell, Bigfoot, or the Atacama Alien.
If any of these topics pique your interest,
subscribe to Alien Theorist Theorizing free anywhere you find podcasts or go to alientheorists.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
We found out what that button did.
That was Kim passing gas.
We forgot to find the one that claps because we were going to do that at the end of every episode.
Yeah, here, let me figure out which one. Let's try this one.
That ain't it.
Scoop it up. Scoop it up.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Boom, get it. Get it. Well, this is a long one, isn't it? Well, that was a long
time. I'm glad not everybody can see us anymore. This is just Patreon.
I have a feeling like this thing changes every time we do it.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
I've never heard
it. No, I've
before.
Never heard that one either. There it is.
There we go.
That's my favorite.
I have to remember.
We're so funny. That wasn't the one you were supposed to hit.
That is good.
Remember yellow. Okay. Yellow.
That's it. And then the blue is.
I need a set of those for just walking around and in my everyday life.
There you go. I just have to stretch down there every time.
Reach. It's not like you have to stretch real far, Mr. Long Arms.
Mm-hmm. Here we go, Kim. You're just so funny.
Long Arms McGee.
I can barely stand it. Today's my mystery, and don't worry, guys, I have several pages. However, I lowered the font. The font is 10.
Oh, good.
Which means I'll barely be able to read it.
Well, I came up with a new little funny segment for us.
Oh, did you?
I thought we could start adding, and I've entitled it Spit or Swallow.
Oh, my God.
And it's just, you know, things throughout everyday life that you would either spit or swallow.
Yeah.
It could be edible. It could be, you know, something not. Like, even a situation. Would you spit or swallow that situation?
Yeah.
But I started with just a couple easy ones.
Okay.
I was sitting in my room last night trying to think, and I could not think of anything else. So I was tired. So, zero candy bars. Spit or swallow?
I'm not even real sure
swallow.
What those are.
Swallow like all day long.
What are they?
It's a candy bar.
It's called Zero. It comes in a silver package. And
what's
they've
that
been
made
around
out of?
For years. Yeah. It has like nougat and nuts, but it has white chocolate on the outside of it.
I was definitely swallow.
Milk chocolate. Our grandpa was a big fan of them, so we would get them often. But I feel like most people don't know or have never had a zero candy bar.
Have you guys tried to take five?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had
so good.
Oh, we know.
There's not a candy bar I have not even, like...
swallowed.
Yeah, I have not swallowed.
The thing about zero, though, is that nowadays when a lot of, like, you know, Coke Zero, you still want to get confused.
People, I think the name...
You'll have a diabetic coma.
Oh, no, that's like probably zero sugar or something. It is not. It is full-leaded.
Yeah.
Taco Bell has changed their Diet Mountain Dew to Mountain Dew Zero. And I never remember that when I go to order because I always get Diet Mountain Dew. And they're like, is Mountain Dew Zero okay? Yeah, I don't care as long as it doesn't have sugar in it, too.
Just don't kill me.
Right. Right. Doesn't seem like that's much of a difference.
Did you know that they do not do breakfast anymore?
No.
Any Taco Bell?
None.
It was so good.
They must have just stopped recently then.
I stopped. That's where I stopped this morning on my way in.
Are you sure it's just not them?
Well, I asked him. I said, is it everybody or just you? And I can't remember if it was a girl or a guy that waited on me. And they said that they were pretty sure that it's going to be everywhere. But there still was a couple that did.
Fast food restaurants are struggling because, I mean, they've raised their prices and people aren't paying sit-down restaurant prices for a McDonald's.
Exactly.
Well, also, I think a lot of people are more health conscious or becoming more health conscious. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you can get a meal at McDonald's that is your entire daily count of all calories.
Right. Now so, for $20.
Yeah.
Where you can go, you know, get a week's worth of groceries for $40.
Right. Yeah, so I think that's just more on people's minds.
Well, slushies, spit or swallow?
Oh, definitely swallow.
Swallow.
I
love slushies, but I will not get them because like halfway through, you can't get anything else out of the straw.
That's when you wait for That's when you wait for it to melt a little bit.
Honey, I can suck the cup up through that straw.
Just like my frappuccinos.
That's why I don't get fraps, because every time, about halfway, whatever, it just, now I have all ice.
I drink it slow enough to where, the ice melts. And mine doesn't get to where it's just ice that I've sucked all the flavor out. I shake it throughout the whole time. But I had not had one in so long. And the other day after I got off work, I stopped at a gas station and they had peach slushies.
Cool.
Heard of peach.
At Speedway by downtown. They had peach slushies and it was so good.
I used to, every time I'd go to Jerry's and Parker, it is a cherry slush. I got cherry slushers for years.
I love them with ice cream blended in them.
I don't like those.
Oh, I love, I used to do that Dairy Queen when I worked there. Mm. Put a little ice cream and blend it up like a milkshake. Mm. That's how they make their frozen hot chocolates. You use chocolate instead of the slushy flavor.
Mm. Interesting.
But, that's my favorite thing in the world. It's a frozen hot chocolate. Alrighty, this. At first, I was a swallow, but now I'm a spit. Fuzzy socks.
No.
No, that would definitely be a spit.
Yeah.
The reason I don't like them is because people's feet get sweaty and then all this crap. Yeah.
Well, I used to love them and I had a black pair on the other night, which is why I put this down. And they're comfortable. Like my feet don't get sweaty in them. But if you have a pet, those fuzzy socks get real extra fuzzy. I had them on for less than an hour and I looked at my feet and I was like, good God, I've picked up every dog hair in this house. So I threw them away because I'm like, I don't want to wash that. I don't want all that. No. So I'm spitting too. Now this, I didn't know what you guys felt about haunted houses because I went to one.
Spit.
The night we did our Halloween episode. I will swallow. Swallow all day long.
That's also Josh's Tinder profile.
You forgot the.
Either way.
See, that's all.
If it's a good one.
I had no knowledge of you going, and at least as an adult.
No, I've been to several, but I more of like to join my friends and just have a good time.
Yeah,
and experience.
Like
that
they don't scare me.
Yeah,
at all.
But I've been to the cave one humorous. That you go to sometimes.
Yeah, Lewisburg.
Yeah, so I've been to that one, and I didn't like it. And the reason is because at some point in time, at least the year that I went, they wanted you to crawl through a bus.
Yeah, that part. Even I have to duck on it because, school bus. You can walk around it.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Did you go through I call it the devil's vagina? It's like a giant black inflatable tube.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a tube, but it's all filled with air and you have to squeeze yourself through it.
You crawl through it, isn't it?
No, you walk through it. There's no point where I've ever crawled through any of it. Too wet and dirty.
Yeah, it's down in a cave. In one part, the lights are all off and they want you to walk through this room thing. And the issue that I had was that I couldn't tell where the ceiling was. And it was
very low.
Yeah, and so I scraped the top of my head a few times.
Wow. That hurts. Yeah, I mean, then, it's rock.
It is, yeah. And then when you are having to duck through something like that for a long period of time, your back hurts.
Yeah.
So it was just...
It is
not a great experience. Yeah,
I've been through a few haunted houses and stuff, but it's mainly, you know, like at a carnival or that type of thing.
Oh yeah.
And I will sit there with my eyes closed through the whole thing. I do not like them.
Oh, I laugh. I try to make the actors laugh. When I went to that one a week ago, whenever it was, time has no meaning. There was a girl dressed as like an insane person, and she's just sitting there screaming. And I tapped my friend on the shoulder. I was like, me in the morning before coffee, right? The girl went, I was like, yes.
That's funny.
That is.
But, you know, after the cave, you get spoiled because, you know, they all cost like, I feel like every haunted house is at least $20. Mm-hmm. And most of them, you go through and not even 10 minutes long. You're waiting in line for an hour for a 10-minute thrill, mm-hmm. whereas the cave, you wait in line for a long time, but you're in there over an hour.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Like the first time I was in there, almost 2 hours, you come out and you're like frozen. You have to pee because it's, I mean, you're underground, so it's quite cold and damp.
Yeah.
Your feet and fingers lose all feeling. I highly recommend.
I remember when I came out of it, you have to go up the hill,
mm-hmm.
and there's like a rope or something you can hold on to.
And carpet.
Yeah. And so I remember going up it and like, you know, having to breathe hard because you're going up this hill.
You're so tired.
Yeah. And they had a fire going outside.
The smoke.
So the smoke was coming down and I'm like, oh good, now I can't breathe because I'm trying to climb up this hill and now the smoke's coming in my mouth.
Yeah, that one's so long. It's the longest haunted house in the world and it's in Lewisburg, Ohio. But it's actually so long that when you're in the haunted house, you walk back into Indiana. And then walk back all the way to Lewisburg.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, that's crazy.
The only one that I can ever remember that I've been through that I did not close my eyes, which, I mean, it's Disney. So, you know, it's not going to be scared as the Haunted Mansion at Disney World. I've been through it a couple times.
So, guys.
Rich.
No kidding. I've never been. So, I started watching a Netflix series.
Oh.
A couple days ago. And it was the new Zodiac one. Have you seen it?
No,
yeah, I didn't know they had a new one.
Yeah, it's like a couple days old now, but they just, when they released it, I started watching it. Now, and I've talked about this before, about how these documentaries come out, mm-hmm. especially on Netflix, and they are so one-sided. It's like the whole thing's made with tunnel vision, and they're only presenting information that proves their point or who they think the suspect is. And I mean, it gets so annoying to me. And then, like, a month, 2 months later, they'll have another one out that paints a totally different picture.
Right.
It's just stupid. So this one, I mean, the artwork and everything is really cool. And I'm telling you, it's very entertaining. However, the whole thing paints the picture of one of the lead suspects being the person. And that is Arthur Lee Allen, which if you listen to my Zodiac series recently on Foul Play, I talk about him.
Right.
Now, the thing that I do not like about this documentary is they paint all of these things about how he is the one who did it. And it's so skewed. For example, they do not mention that they did not have any fingerprints that came back matching Arthur Lee Allen. They still have no DNA that match Arthur Lee Allen. They did handwriting analysis of all of the letters that the Zodiac wrote. Not a match. And then also, the eyewitnesses that have seen the Zodiac, they all say that he has a full head of hair. Every one of them described him that way. Guess what? Arthur Lee Allen is bald. And so they don't present
that at all.
And you know, they could present it and then try to like... bounce it back, like, right. This is why this isn't accurate or whatever. But they don't. They just paint this man as the person. And maybe he was. Now, it's easy to paint him as the picture because he did do some crazy shit and got arrested for it. Like, he molested children and, you know, did a lot of crazy stuff. But then also you see people in the documentary who also paint him as probably the person who did it, who knew him.
And the issue I have is that none of them felt that way until the Zodiac movie came out. And in the Zodiac movie, they don't name him, but they like picture Implied. Him. Yeah. So you can quickly figure out that it was him. And so in my mind, you know, the human mind is interesting because you can misremember things. Mm-hmm. And so suddenly if you're watching something, you're like, oh, well, I guess, you know, that day that I thought that we went to Chili's, we actually went to McDonald's, and just skew the whole thing. And so again, because they left out some of those key things and they don't at least present it to be factual, mm-hmm. that it's good, it's entertaining, but I don't see it as
that's all
full
it needs
reality.
To be for Netflix. See, yeah. Not even.
I think that while watching those types of things now, those documentaries on the killings and stuff, I think I do think of them as entertainment value only. Yeah. Just because I know that it's one side or the other. They don't always tell the whole story or anything.
They fabricate information mm-hmm. too. And the perfect example of this is when Netflix released this documentary where they had some ghost hunters. And the whole thing was Netflix told you, this is a documentary where we've invited ghost hunters in and people who have said that they are psychic, and we're going to see if they really are and if they get things in these places. Crazy shit happens on camera, like poltergeist activity. I mean, just crazy stuff. And I am mutual friends with one of those ghost hunters that is in on it. And I just kept thinking, oh my God, like, how do we have this much evidence? Like, I can't believe like all these locations where they were able to capture all this. And then at one point in time, maybe about a halfway through the thing, I'm thinking, that's some bullshit. There's no way they're getting all this information. And then by the end of it, I'm just thinking, no, this whole thing is scripted and fake.
I've been lied to.
And I think that all the people who are a part of it had to sign a non-disclosure. They can't say that it's mm-hmm. not real. But if you watch it, you'll know at some point, this is some bullshit. This is fake. This is not real. And Netflix presents it as a real thing. They do not say that it's not real. So I think that that's a perfect example of all of these documentaries that have started coming out.
Oh, yeah.
I think if it's supposed to be a documentary,
yeah.
they should show the whole evidence, you know, both sides, not just one side.
Yeah.
They should stick to the story. Don't tell a bunch of bullshit that doesn't make any difference.
Right.
Whether, you know, it's true or not. Or make up stuff to make one side look better than the other.
Right.
They should stick to the facts, because there are people like us that do like to watch that type of thing and, you know, come to our own conclusion on whether they did it or not.
Right.
And so, yeah, I don't like that they have started, you know, that they do that worse than what they ever have.
Well, also, all of us probably still remember documentaries as being a factual documentation of something that happened.
It all started with that movie, Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Because when that movie came out, it was a very low budget movie. I mean, it's shot with
two actors
and a home video camera.
Yeah.
And it was advertised as like, this is real.
Yeah.
This is like,
this is found footage.
Yeah. And like, people were passing out, praying, leaving the theater.
Absolutely they did crazy. The same thing with the Blair Witch Project, didn't they?
That was before our time, though. Huh. And
I've never seen it.
I worked at a movie theater at that time. And one of the things that we had to do was go and preview these movies the night before they were going to start. So at like, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night.
The devil is alive!
They wanted me to watch this thing. And so I'm in this big movie theater by myself at night watching this, thinking, again, that it's real.
Yeah.
It's a documentation of what happened.
These are not actors. This is...
And I'm telling you what, I got so scared in one moment when something like happened. I think someone got dragged out of the room.
Yeah.
I threw my phone. I didn't know where it went because it was dark in there, so I couldn't find it until after the stupid
movie. And I look and I move until these lights come back on.
Like, I was in there sweating, like, oh my God. And then at some point in time, I'm thinking, this can't be real.
Right.
See, that's where the first thing you went wrong is you did it alone. Why didn't you get somebody else to go with
well,
you?
Well, all of them, only one person can watch it.
You don't think like, oh, it's just another scary movie.
It's just a documentary.
It's like stupid.
Whatever. Yeah, that's how I felt. But I just want to let everyone know that if they would like a real representation of the Zodiac Killer, I did a series. I just finished it up. It's like 23 episodes and 5 bonus episodes, and it's all out there. And I believe that it is probably one of the best and fullest factual accounts. Good. And just so that people can find it easier, last night I released it as its own podcast, because I think that if Netflix is going to present this, I just want more people to be able to like actually hear the
all
facts.
Sides of the story. Right.
Yeah, and there were other suspects that seem damning. Like, oh, well, you know, I could see that suspect as being involved.
Right.
And, you know, the whole thing is just very complicated. So that's why there are so many episodes.
They're probably going to make it a where each release of it is going to be, you know, about one suspect.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe the next one will be about another one.
Is it a series?
They pushed it all out. Mm. Yeah, but it's all, so far, it's all about him, about how he did it. And when you watch it, like the first thing they presented is, I'm just thinking, first of all, I never heard that before. Second of all, if that is the case, if he is known to have been driving down that road when they were murdered, like that seems like he had to be the guy. Right. And I'm just thinking, why have I never heard this before? Like,
well, and you're the odd one out. Most people don't know.
Right.
And so they're going to watch this stuff, believing it all to be true and factual. Right.
Yeah. It's a huge pet peeve of mine.
I agree.
But I wanted to bring it up.
I don't like it either.
I hate it too, just like when a man says he's 6'2" on the apps and he gets to your door and I got to look down. Liars.
So I wanted to tell you guys, I got lost in Fort Wayne on accident the other day. What happened was I had a doctor's appointment and I made the wrong turn. I don't know what I was thinking.
I wasn't there to go with you.
I know. That's and then the I thought, where? Dang it, I turned on the wrong street. And I thought, if I just keep driving here, I'll eventually get to the interstate, the bypass or whatever. Well, evidently that did not happen. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to give up. And you know, like there's some pride and you just don't want to use a GPS. Well, I gave up. And so I gave up and
that's a straight man thing.
I ended up, you know, putting home in my car so that it would bring me back to where I needed to be. And all of a sudden it was like, the next light turned left. On Dickey Road.
Oh.
That's what
Dickey
it was.
Road.
Dickey
Road.
On Dickey Road.
What is it with Fort Wayne and the names of these roads?
I know.
But Balls and
it was,
Dickey Road?
It was D-I-C-K-E. But the way that... Well, the GPS did this. Turn left on Dickey Road. And I thought, I'm going east on Dick? Is that what we're doing?
I prefer to go south on it.
Really? Speaking of, Josh.
That is so funny. Oh,
I wanted
God.
To bring this up again.
Speaking of.
So, you know how last time I had those Hey Daddy cat calls? Well, I have a couple more for us. But as I was writing them, I had this brilliant idea that I wanted just to pitch. You know how I am with these ideas. So the whole idea, you know how they have the Hey Dude shoes?
Mm-hmm.
We need a Hey Daddy brand.
Oh, that would be great.
Shoes? Yeah, that like they sell Walmart and stuff. And
white men
and,
wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People who are voting for Trump a lot will wear those.
Middle
anyway.
Class white men, I've noticed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They try to sell them to me last time I bought shoes. We got a whole bunch of these. I was like,
No,
honey, I have Tays. Right. No, thank you.
Right.
They are comfortable.
No offense for you, though, for those of you who like to wear them. But anyway, so.
It's a little offense.
I think that we should have a Hey Daddy brand.
That would be great.
You know, we have a shoe line, and the playful twist is that if you subscribe, you know, if we have like a, you know, a quarterly new shoe, or I don't know what it is. But anyway, somehow we give out a free thing. We give out free knee pads.
Hey!
I
need a new pair.
Yeah, with Hey Daddy.
The padding in mine is worn out.
That is ingenious.
I'm telling you, Kim, sometimes.
I wear a shirt that said Hey Daddy on it.
Yeah, but we need some bold collars that are fun, distinctive, with some hidden messages. You know, so not only does it say Hey Daddy, but you know, it can have some like hidden things that if you know the brand, you'll suddenly be like, oh, well, let me look. Oh, my, there's a penis or something.
Kitty tight, kitty clean.
There you go. All right. So I'm going to give us a few Hey Daddies before my mystery today. So again, if you weren't around for our last one, the whole idea is that if you think of Josh and Kim driving together down a road and they see some hot construction workers, just pretend that they're rolling down their window. Look, I'm like, I'm old. I'm like, rolling down the window.
You mean grandpa?
Yeah. Yeah, they're rolling down the window and they're going to yell this out. Okay, here we go.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Daddy, are you a bank loan? Because you've got my interest and I'm ready to make an investment.
Good God.
That was good.
All right. Hey, Daddy, is your name Netflix? Because I'd love to stream you all night and still want some more.
And steal you from somebody.
Right. All right. I got one more. Hey, Daddy, do you like bacon? Because I'm sizzling and ready to bring the heat.
Yeah, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Like every one of these, I'm either imagining Josh or Kim. And like those ones, I'm just imagining her going, hey, baby, with a little whistle.
Hey, you know? Daddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy, I can fit my fist in my mouth and have no gag reflex.
There you go.
That's usually what I say.
It works every time.
Never once worked.
Maybe
it hasn't worked.
Maybe with our Hey Daddy brand, you know, on the back of a shirt, it could give a little cat call. Wouldn't that be cute?
Our logo can be me with a fist in my mouth. Cartoon version.
You're ridiculous.
All right. So before I get into my mystery today, I want to give an important disclaimer.
Attention. None of this is true.
No. I'm not you, Josh.
You ain't better.
Attention, listeners. The following episode contains attempts of pronouncing of names of people and places that may cause linguists to cringe and native speakers to chuckle. Any mispronunciations are purely the result of my adventurous spirit and uncooperative tongue. I appreciate your understanding and your sense of humor as I navigate this tricky terrain of global vocabulary. Just consider this a part of the mystery.
Lord help us. Meanwhile, your scribbles on the backs looks like a serial killer's letter to the police. I was looking at it like, what the hell? Speaking of the Zodiac.
Hey. All right. So today we're going to take a trip back to the 13th century.
Oh.
In it, we're going to Bohemia. To a place steeped in dark legends. I wanted to bring something a little fun.
Legend.
Yeah. So I brought, I think, two legends in the main episode, and there's one in the Unmasked. I might have put three in the main one. We'll find out. It's been a minute since I wrote this.
The 1200s. That's when Kim went through puberty.
And I'm also hoping that Josh hasn't covered any of these. So we're going to find out if he has.
Wait a minute.
What?
You just said that it's been a minute since you've done that. Yeah. You told me last night that you still had to do a mystery for today.
I said I wasn't finished. I had it picked out which ones I was going to do, but I hadn't finished all of them.
I see.
Good gosh, Kim. Look at her trying to attack me on air. Meet me outside. How about that?
Don't worry, Shane. It's not like she forgot. to invite you to a place.
Don't know what that's like.
Uh-huh. It's not like Josh would have went if he was invited, Mr. Antisocial.
I like you too.
But at least he would have the opportunity to turn us down.
I would have dressed up as the Grim Reaper.
They would have noticed us then.
I'll have to show you the pictures when we get done.
See, if I was with you guys, they would have noticed because they'd be like, why is that homosexual? And is he here sucking dick in the cemetery?
So, Josh, have you done a mystery on Huska Castle?
Does not sound familiar.
Okay, good. Well, halfway through, Josh might remember doing
does
one.
Does not sound like it's
I didn't
the right
think that you had any of these, so I'm hoping that you didn't. If not, people are going to hear it twice. All right, so again, 13th century Bohemia. And we're going to Huska Castle. Now, this castle is located near the village of Platesi? I don't know.
Disclaimer. Refer back to the disclaimer. Right.
And it's just north of Prague, and it's in the Czech Republic. Now, Huska Castle is not your typical medieval fortress. So this castle was commissioned by King Ottokar II of Bohemia between 1253 to 1278. And the castle's purpose has puzzled historians for centuries. Unlike other castles at the time, Huska Castle lacks external fortification facing outward to protect against attacks. Instead, defenses are oriented inward.
Ooh.
Many of its windows are fake. There are glass panels backed by solid walls. Initially, there were no kitchens, no water source, and no occupants for years after its construction. So why build such a castle? Well, according to legend, it was constructed to seal a chasm that locals believed was a gateway to something sinister.
Oh.
Now, the story goes that during the castle's construction, workers discovered a massive hole in the ground. It was a seemingly bottomless pit.
I am sitting right here. Treat me with respect.
Now, terrified villagers reported seeing half-human, half-animal creatures crawling out of the pit. And winged beasts were said to terrorize the area at night. In the attempt to explore the pit, officials offered a pardon to any prisoner willing to be lowered into the abyss.
That's when you know it's a bad idea.
Right. One man volunteered. As he was was lowered, he began screaming uncontrollably. And when they pulled him back up, witnesses say he appeared traumatized, babbling about horrifying visions before he collapsed. Now, this event cemented the belief that the pit was a gateway to something otherworldly. Fear spread, and sealing the pit became a priority. Now, the castle's chapel was built directly over this chasm. It intended to seal that gateway and prevent anything from emerging.
I'm only referring to your whisker biscuit as a chasm from now on.
Now, this chapel was dedicated to Archangel Michael, known as a protector against evil. It was a symbolic choice to guard that area. Inside the chapel are particular frescoes. One depicts a left-handed centaur, a symbol not commonly found in Christian art. Another shows an angel battling a creature. These images blend Christian and pagan elements, which adds to the mystery. Now, over the centuries, there have been numerous reports of unexplained activity. Visitors have claimed to see a headless black horse roaming the courtyard and a figure known as the Green Lady wandering the halls. Sounds of screams, moans, and scratching are reportedly heard beneath the floors, especially near the chapel. Many report feelings of unease, sudden chills, and the sensation of being watched. Some have even claimed to see shadowy figures.
Perverts. Watching.
Now, electrical devices sometimes malfunction, and photographs occasionally captured unexplained anomalies. Now, during World War II, the castle was occupied by the Nazi forces, specifically the SS. Heinrich Himmler had a keen interest in the occult, and it's believed that the Nazis conducted experiments and rituals here at Huska Castle, attempting to harness some supernatural powers. Now, after the war, artifacts were found that suggested that occult practices, makeshift altars, strange symbols, and documents were all found.
I have covered him.
Yeah, I know. Now, in recent years, paranormal investigators have visited Huska Castle, attempting to document its mysteries. Teams have recorded electronic voice phenomena and reported other unexplained events. The castle has been featured on shows exploring the paranormal, with investigators experiencing unusual occurrences. Now, skeptics suggest that many of these experiences can be explained by the power of suggestion, the castle's acoustics, and natural environmental factors. Architecturally, Huska Castle was a well-preserved example of early Gothic style. It is recognized for its historic significance and efforts that have been made to restore and maintain it. Today, the castle is open to the public, offering tours that delve into both its history and its legends. Now, some people propose that natural gases from the ground could cause hallucinations.
That was my first thought when that guy was lowered.
And those can even cause feelings of unease. But the problem is there's a lack of documentation that supports many of the supernatural claims, suggesting that those claims may have been embellished over time. The blending of various cultural beliefs in the region could also have contributed to the legends. The castle hosts medieval festivals today, and concerts, cultural events, all in the effort to keep history alive. Now, restoration continues on the castle. They're focusing on preserving the frescoes and structural integrity of the entire castle because it's so old. Now, whether you believe the legends or not, Huska Castle remains a place of intrigue. It's a site where history and folklore intertwine, capturing the imagination of visitors. If you ever find yourself in the Czech Republic, consider a visit. Experience the atmosphere and decide for yourself what to make of this mysterious fortress. I think we should go. It'd be fun. Mm.
Finally, bring Kim back to her chasm.
All right. So I guess I lied. I'm only putting one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So interesting. Short.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Hey, we're 36 minutes in. I don't want to hear it. The last episode,
yeah, but
Kim,
most of that's just talk about dick.
I can't help it that mine was long.
Your dick?
No, my episode.
I will say I do have a really good one for the unmasked one that I'm really excited about. It's going to be really good.
Well, fun.
Yeah.
Hoista.
You guys have anything fun planned this week?
What is today? Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow I'll be at home. Tomorrow is Amber's Angel Day. And Emily and I are going to make vegetable soup through the day.
Ooh.
And take some and drop it off to my aunt and uncle and my mom.
Oh, that's cute.
So that's what we're doing for Amber's Angel Day this year. And then on Thursday, which is actually Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to Emily's house to hand out candy, and we're all dressing up as people from Mystery Inc.
Oh,
cute. Monsters Inc.
Yeah.
Monsters Inc., you mean?
Monsters Inc.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
Someday she'll be able to talk. Yeah.
I doubt it. I'm getting pretty old.
It's like, don't forget your Thelma wig.
I'm going to be Roz.
Oh, God. Mr. Without.
Yeah.
You do have that. She does have that look.
I have all
have
my
that.
Stuff for it.
You don't
oh,
worry,
man,
though.
I should have brought the wig up that I had. You could have probably done something with it.
Oh, yeah.
Never thought about it.
Slog.
Yeah. See, I got a, like a pure white wig and a beige color top or a tan top and a sweater. And then I bought the glasses and that has the chain things on them.
You gotta have paint a clipboard. Yourself green.
No, she's not green.
Oh, I thought she was
no,
like
she's
lizard
tan color.
Oh, okay.
So too, I guess. It's been a long time since I've seen the movies.
And then I also have a clipboard, and I bought a sticker to put on the back for Monsters, Inc. of the back of my clipboard because she has a clipboard that's got it on there, and it didn't come in. And I ended up having to tell them, oh, I never got this, so I got it refunded.
Okay, that's so interesting. Thank you for letting us know. Mm-hmm. Good gosh.
My life is better now that I know that.
No kidding. I thought she was going to get somewhere really interesting, and I was like, oh my gosh. So she's like, I didn't get a sticker, so I'm going to tell them about it.
I'm going to paint it on there instead.
Well, you're going to put pictures of you guys dressed up on Patreon, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I probably
will. Oh, yeah, well, you should. Yeah.
I'll probably put the ones of me and my sister and her sister.
Oh, that'd be cute.
You and our other friends
on
Patreon.
I plan to dress up, but I'm not for like Halloween plans.
What are you going to dress up as?
A slut.
That's nothing new. Why you walk around like that?
Daddy. I mean, costumes make it fun.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to get ready for our Unmasked episode. But don't forget that you can find all of our information on our website. If you'd like to watch the videos of this episode, join us over on Patreon. We have a really fun community, and I just really enjoy being a part of it. And all those people just make my day better.
I put my walking in the woods video on there this morning.
Oh, did you? And don't forget, we have to have 15 new Patreons, which I think we need 13 now. I think there's two on there. And we're going to do a video of Josh putting me up in drag. And actually, it'll be a live event while Shane's doing a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
So
make it a long one. Takes a minute.
Well, you have the right person.
I was very say you're not working long. With much. So,
all right, guys.
Oh, no, honey. We're going to be, I've got face tape. We're going to be pulling.
Oh, my God.
Tightening.
Oh, my God.
You will not look like yourself.
I'm liable to have to take a shower before I go.
You're actually going to have eyebrows.
Yeah. No.
Just walk around Walmart. Maybe you'll pick up a man.
Hey, the one good thing about having blonde eyebrows, you can't see them, so you don't have to worry about plucking them.
Well, we don't pluck them, tweeze. To cover your eyebrows, you just use a glue stick.
Mm-hmm.
You like put glue stick over it and then comb it flat, and then you put a powder, and then it just seals it, creates a flat. It's real funny. I don't do it very often.
I've watched people do it on.
I like my eyebrows in my drag. Like, I feel like they don't make me look more masculine, and I just don't like taking the glue stick off. That's a real pain in the butt, but it looks funny when you're sitting in your room and you got your foundation on and no eyebrows, and you just you look like you leaned a little too close to a fire or something.
Right.
There's a guy on the TikToks that he does videos of him making himself up as different characters. He's done the Grinch and all kinds of different characters, and I really like watching him do it all. It's really cool.
We'll have to check it out.
I thought about putting my Get Ready With Me videos along with my Rotten as but it takes me like 2 hours. I'm like, I don't want to
cut those videos.
Edit 2 hours of videos of just me half the time. You know, I'm not like talking. I'm sitting there, you know.
You could do time lapse. Do a time lapse thing.
Couple before and couple after. All they'd hear is me watching YouTube videos. It's like, just cussing. Oh, shit. Oh, damn it. Spillage.
Yeah, set your phone up and do time lapse, and it takes a picture every so many seconds and then shortens it all.
I'll have to do that.
Into a little clip.
Because I take my time, of course, with it, but it takes me 2 hours. Because I'll do a little bit, and then I'm like, ooh, I need a break. That was stressful getting my eye makeup to turn out even, you know?
Right. Oh, I can't stand
you sit there
it.
And hold
it.
Your breath for half an hour, like, oh, God, and then you get done, and the last thing I do is mascara and then my lipstick. And mascara can make or break your makeup because you put too much on, and then you blink, and then you have little spots of black on your cheek, and you're like, damn it. Now I got to bring my eyeshadow down further.
I'm betting that all the women who are listening are like, oh, yeah, we
know. We know, honey. We know.
I haven't done makeup
for years.
Oh, we can tell.
I did in high school and a little bit after I got married and out of high school.
Blue eyeshadow and some blush.
Mm-hmm. In high school.
That's all they had back then, pretty right. much.
I used the, my favorite was purple. I always used purple, either purple or like a just a rose.
I could see that color. For you.
I do have a friend that I went to school with that still uses blue, and that's all she uses is blue.
I don't think I ever use blue. I feel like for such a long time, blue eyeshadow was the only color that people wore. I'm like, it's had its time.
It definitely has.
Well, all right, guys. Well, we'll see you on Unmasked.
All right.
Talk at you later.
Bye. Bye.
Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.